fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Saturday, June 5th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. Well, Twitch finally took a page from Better Twitch TV and announced that they will eventually, at some point, maybe down the road, implement animated emotes. This actually is kind of a big deal for Twitch streamers, that is. The actual statement that Twitch has, it is going to be their biggest emote update ever. In fact, tomorrow, Twitch is celebrating its 10th anniversary of existing since it spun off from Justin TV. The plan is to have animated emotes available to partners within a few weeks, and then affiliates will have access to them by the end of 2021. Creators will be able to add up to 5 new emotes as a benefit for tier 1 subscribers. No word if that number is going to stay the same for affiliates or not. But I guess in the end we'll end up finding out down the road. There will also be the ability to add animation effects to normally stationary emotes as well. There is also going to be eventually follower emotes. Emotes that will be available just for following a streamer. That is going to be a bit interesting. Needless to say, the one who's going to be winning big in this are the artists. All of a sudden now, any artist that can animate is looking pretty good right now, and there's going to be plenty of business available for them, as now every single Twitch partner and affiliate out there is going to be looking for an artist. Affiliates especially, because keep in mind, with affiliates, they're going to hit their emote cap pretty quick. Partners, of course, have a much, much, much higher emote cap, and it's going to take them longer to hit it. An affiliate, it's what, 50 subs, I think, is the cap. It's been so long since I hit my emote cap, like, I'd say within 2 weeks. And I am very grateful to my community for absolutely destroying and maxing out the number of emotes I can have on my own Twitch account at twitch.tv/EagleFalcon. So I haven't needed to contact my artist in a long, long time. And the fact that now there's going to be new emote slots, and not only that, you're going to need animated ones, well, that's going to make things much, much more interesting. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.